Welcome to Mainly Phenology, a program focused mainly on the phenology of Maine, the timing of natural occurrences throughout the seasons. This program is an audio calendar of the Maine outdoors, where we share what's happening in nature each week and focus on specific species and concepts that you can observe outdoors in hopes that you'll become just a little more curious about the natural world. I'm your host, Hazel Stark. Foggy, cool mornings, the honk of Canada geese, the pantry filling up with the garden's bounty, and freezers getting packed with berries. These are just a few of the signs of late August in Maine. I have often felt that I move much faster this time of year than any other time of year. The rush to process and prepare the food that I can pick instead of purchase before the first frost has me moving swiftly between kitchen and the outdoors during any free moment that I can get. Matched with this food-focused frenzy is the transition into a new school year, with scholars young and old readying themselves for new learning and new social structures. Motion is a concept that unites us all as summer winds down, which is why today's topic is migration. While Canada geese are the poster children of migration in this area due to their noisy honking and artistic flight patterns that catch the eye and ear of just about anyone who drives anywhere, walks to the mailbox, or has a window, we have many species in Maine that also migrate. Warblers, woodcocks, red-winged blackbirds, some bats, various sea-run fish, and even whales migrate to or through Maine at some point during the year, and right now is one of those prime times of the year to observe migration in action. Scientists like to divide migration preferences in birds into three categories. First, there are the winter migrants that spend summer in the north but will start making their way south to spend winter in not-at-all-balmy Maine. Snow buntings and snowy owls are a couple of examples of winter migrants. Second are the breeding migrants who spend the warmest time of the year here to breed but return further south for the winter. There are some breeding migrants that just move a little further south, staying within North America, such as woodcocks and red-winged blackbirds. And there are other breeding migrants that travel much further, such as ruby-throated hummingbirds that go as far as South America. And the third category of bird migrators are the passage migrants that winter to the south of us but summer to the north of us. We only see these species when they're on their way between their summer and winter homes, such as semi-palmated sandpipers, white-crowned sparrows, and northern gannets. Migration is a lot of work, whether you're a big whale, a tiny hummingbird, or a human, so why do it? Food availability is a major factor in migration patterns. Here in Maine, we see red-winged blackbirds and song sparrows return in the spring earlier than a lot of other birds because they can happily rely on the seeds that overwintered from the previous year. Many warblers, however, arrive a little later once they can reliably find caterpillars on the leaves of deciduous trees, for example. The same pattern applies in the fall. As we experience fewer insects out and about as we creep ever closer to winter, we can also notice insect-eating birds leaving first and seed-eating birds staying a little longer. While to many humans this concept of migrating to follow food seems like something only other species do, many humans do just that. Here in Maine, the wild blueberry season is coming to a close, meaning many of the human migrants who come here to rake and process these fruits are moving on to the next harvest. They may go north to pick potatoes or go much further south to pick apples. Just like so many other species, they may uproot their families for yet another temporary home elsewhere in order to eat, work, and survive. So while you are outside enjoying some of the last fruits of late summer's bounty, consider the efforts and contributions of the migrants to and through this place. From the pollination support of hummingbirds, to the soil nutrients deposited by geese, to the food made available for simple purchase and consumption by the humans that come here to provide that vital link in our food chain, these migrators may be from away, but we couldn't survive here year-round without them. You can find a link to the full transcript of this show, as well as references, contact information, and accompanying photos by visiting archives.weru.org. You can also listen to or download our features or subscribe to podcasts. Theme music was by A Pileated Woodpecker, made available by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Thanks for listening, and please join us next week for another dive into mainly phenology.